Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. So the news just in about Marine Le Pen, the former leader of Rassemblement National, as in a national rally, and indeed she was their presidential candidate on three occasions, if memory serves. I recall I was in France in 2017 when she was the runner-up to Emmanuel Macron, his first election, but he won quite decisively. And when the result was declared, I remember hearing my neighbours singing La Marseillaise, as in the French national anthem, not necessarily because they were supporters of Macron. And by the way, in that Provence, or was it Côte d'Azur region, that's actually rather a stronghold for her party. So she's not my cup of char. I'm not sure I'd vote for her in France. Her Putinite politics are not to my taste. She talked about a referendum on withdrawal from the European Union, and that would appeal to me. But okay, I'm not French. If I were French, would I be a Europhile? I'm not quite sure. But her party was certainly openly racist in the 90s. And her father, he was a real monster. Fortunately, he's dead now. And he even left the party. He found her, he didn't like her moderation. So she does have some non-white people. She doesn't propose expelling on all non-white French citizens, stripping them of citizenship and stuff like that. She has made dodgy comments in the past, but okay, people can change and reform. She doesn't want freedom for Ukraine and things like that. Anyway, and she's been banned because she was stealing money from the European Union. So that's good news. And indeed, her father at one occasion was also barred from seeking office. Now she's been handed a 4-year prison sentence, but she's going to serve probably just none of that. Probably simply like house arrest with an electronic tag around her ankle. The others are suspended. Now she could appeal, could get this reduced, could indeed be acquitted totally. And she said she is going to appeal. So Elon Musk has weighed on in this, saying this is an abuse of the judicial process. I mean, I've got no reason to think it is. I think they've got a fairly sound judicial system, and that is warfare, or sorry, lawfare, as in weaponizing the judicial system to take down right wingers. But she's not even the leader of the party anymore. That's a young man, Jordan Bardella, who's partly of Algerian extraction. Bear in mind, in the 90s, her party's rhetoric was openly anti-Arab, and there was often a reaction against a significant immigration from the Francophone countries of Africa, particularly Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, sub-Saharan Africa as well, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Zaire, we used to call it, Mali, Chad, the Central African Republic, the Ivory Coast, Senegal, and so forth. Because every action's got an equal and opposite reaction. But they're not against those people anymore. Fortunately, that was a generation ago. They shouldn't be penalized for that. I don't think it's a bad thing. I'm not sure it will actually impact the party that much. As 2027 is the next presidential election. She probably wasn't going to stand in that one anyway. I mean, she's failed several times, and she's not that young anymore. It's probably going to be Jordan Bardella who stood against her. So the French Prime Minister, perhaps surprising, François Bayrou, says he's worried about this result. Is this political persecution? I mean, I don't think it is. But if she did steal all those tens of thousands of euros in the European Union, it's too moderate to let her off. I mean, I'm not sort of hang 'em high or lock 'em up and throw away the key. If people steal a fiver, shoplifting, traveling a train without a ticket, that stuff, no. Even if they do it many times. But if you're stealing tens of thousands of euros, you're already a rich person stealing tens of thousands of euros. Yeah, and that's what embezzlement is. Saying the money is one for one thing and you actually use it for another. So would it weaken a party? I think in the long run, a little bit, because she's got name recognition and France is doing fairly well economically and other problems. There are not many protests that have been. Now, Macron has to stand down next time. Who's going to come next? I'm not sure. She's able to be able to exploit the Ukraine war to say no, we shouldn't be doing this. Opposes as the peace candidate, and it's not just here. Her is about 20 other people in Rassemblement National. A lot of them quite senior. They were parliamentary assistants in the European Parliament in Brussels, and they were used. They used European Union money for almost for doing almost no work and so on. So she's been fined 100,000 euros. But we shall see. So probably helping the mainstream a little bit. The now Macron kind of is middle of the road. The question is, can they hold the fort? Terrible mixed metaphor. Next time, or will her group, the so-called far right, do better? France has got a significant extreme left, France Insoumise, and so on. Will they do better? But I don't think it's going to change things up as much as you reckon. So, 2030 be able to stand again. By about the time she might well be choosing to stand down from politics anyway. She doesn't get any sympathy from me. What do you think? Is there any evidence of political persecution? I don't know. Goodbye.